Welcome to the Leadership in Context podcast with Keith Tusey. Jesus' last command should be our first concern.
Hi, this is Keith Tusey, and welcome to Leadership in Context, where we are equipping believers to live out their faith in the context of the culture and their local church. Hey, recently I went through the whole list of my podcasts, which of course can be found on the NRP webpage. There's a great offering of a lot of categories. And I was just looking for things that really I may have missed that I wanted to address. And I realized then a whole list, there was really not any kind of discussion about missions and the issue of missions, not just the mission of the church as the whole, but missions as in reaching other people, you know, going beyond the walls of the church. So I'm going to take a few discussion times with you, and we're going to hit a couple topics about missions and why that is such an equilibrium for the church. Well, first of all, let's just start here. You know, I heard the saying once a long time ago, as a new believer, that his last command ought to be our first concern. And I know in military circles, you know, they say, follow the last command. When in doubt, follow the last command. And, you know, when our kids were little, and, you know, sometimes you're telling one to do one to do other, you know, I just say, listen, the last thing you heard, that's what you do, okay? Realizing, and of course, in Scripture, with Jesus, there's no conflict. It's just obedience. So Jesus' last command was to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, making disciples of all nations. God wants us to not just preach the gospel, but to make disciples of all nations. Here's the bottom line. When the Bible teaches us explicitly and uniquely that God so loved the world, do we really understand? Has it dawned on our hearts that he's just not talking about loving people in the sphere of our world, or the world as we see it, but the world as he sees it, having heaven's perspective of this planet? You know, being a father and being a grandfather, I know what it's like to be concerned about a child or a grandchild. I heard somebody once say that you're only as happy as your saddest child. And unfortunately, sometimes there's more truth to that than you'd like to admit, and you got to overcome some things. But think about the Heavenly Father that so loved. And you know, God's love is not some benign, non-emotional. I don't know if emotion is a fair thing to equate with God, but God does use human illustration, talked about his love, talks about his anger, talks about his heart. So I think we can coin it in those phrases that when God looks at the world and sees people that are unreached, that really have not seen the gospel and heard the gospel, people that have long since not been evangelized. You know, we have some dear friends that are going to be leaving to go to the mission field in Japan at the end of this year. And Japan is a sophisticated country. It's an economic powerhouse. It's an educated people. But they've become basically an unreached people group. So when we're talking about preaching the gospel, we're not just talking about meeting people's needs. And I'm all for that. Listen, I believe compassion is the leading arm. Meeting human needs is one of the leading arms of presenting the gospel. But presenting needs, feeding people, or drilling water wells, as critical as that is, is not in and of itself preaching the gospel. It's demonstrating the gospel. But Romans 10 is very clear. How will they hear unless we send a preacher? And I think a lot of present day, I'll call it pre-evangelism, never follows up with real evangelism, as in preaching the gospel. That there's almost this code that if we're just really nice to people, that they'll get it. No, people don't really get it when you're nice to them. And the Bible says we should do everything we do in word or deed, we should do in the name of Jesus. But the point I'm trying to make here is that God is concerned about the world. He's not just concerned about people's economic plight or their political backdrop or whether they're under communism or democracy or a representative republic. Those things all fall into the gospel because they lend to or against preaching the gospel, and they're things that should be addressed in the discipleship process. But preaching the gospel and bringing people to Christ is the same message anywhere you go at any time in history. And God so loved the world. His last command ought to be our first concern. And I think any endeavor in church life has got to be connected to God's ultimate intention. And his ultimate intention is that everybody should hear the gospel, and I would go as far as say everybody should see the gospel. I don't think there's any way to talk too much about a lost world. And I think it's unfortunate that in church circles even, we can forget that there are people that have not heard or people that have not seen the gospel. We have the so-called ivory tower around us, and when we think about needy people, we just think about economically needy because, why do we think that way? Because we're very materialistic, and we think, oh, they need our help. What they really need is food and water. Of course, everybody really does need food and water. I don't want to downplay that, but that is, in truth, an ends to a mean. It's an ends to preaching the gospel. And to the degree that we are concerned about those people and their present flight and their present plight, I should say, how much more is God concerned about reaching them? How much do we really know about the world? I don't know about you, but I look at maps a lot. It's one of my things I like to do. I actually have a great big road map. I just bought a new one because I wore the old one out. A big one in my car. I don't know, it's like 17 inches by 14 inches or something. And, you know, my kids tease me. They think that's a unique skill to know how to look at a map and know what it means because they've never had to do that. But I'm intrigued by that. I'm intrigued by looking at the world and looking at corners of that world and wondering or knowing in some cases that people have not heard the gospel there. And by the way, not feeling any guilt necessarily that there's something I should do so long as I am doing what God has asked me to do. This becomes a we issue, not a me issue, and not an I issue. And I think for the health of the church, and I'm going to get into about three or four very clear benefits for obeying God in this that almost become a little pragmatic, but that's not where I wanted to start today. I just want to start from the subject of obeying God. His last command being our very first concern. And a lot of times, our churches and us as believers are just not as engaged making the main thing the main thing. And I believe that if you put God first, seek ye first the kingdom. Well, what does that look like? If God says he so loved the world that he gave his son, and then Jesus told us to seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things would be added unto us, I just don't believe he's talking about material things there. I think he's saying, I'll supply the things that you need so you can do the things that I've told you to do. Let me say it again. I believe he's saying, I'll supply the things you need to do the things I've told you to do. So if we're seeking first the kingdom of God, and there are unreached people group or hard to reach people groups, then God will give us the ways and the means to be able to do that. And the truth is that you and I sit here today because somebody long ago in another part of the world preached the gospel and decided that preaching the gospel here in America would be a good thing to do as well. What I'm trying to tell you is missions is not an addendum to church life. When we think about God loving us, we should think about God loving the world. When we think about what God wants to do in our lives, we should think about what God wants to do in other people's lives. You know, one of my main motivations in everything I do, even this podcast, is I believe what God has done for me, He wants to do for other people, but not just so other people can have it, but so other people can do it. So whatever God's done for me, I believe He can do for you, so you can do for somebody else. So there can be a great impact. There can be a collateral blessing, a cause and effect that spreads out to other people. God so loved the world. He told us to go and disciple the nations, to preach the gospel. This is something that's got to be part of the core of what we do, something we've got to own. One of the great biblical equations is simply this, that when we take responsibility, God gives us authority. I believe that if we'll take the responsibility for preaching the gospel, others may not, but if you and I will, then He will give us divine authority to accomplish great things in His name. Not based on just human compassion, but based on the fact that God so loved the world and He's concerned about those sons and daughters that are out there. Hey, this is Keith Tusey for Leadership in Context, just trying to get your attention here on what God wants to do on earth and why we really need to make missions a central part of what we're doing, because Jesus came on a mission and we were that mission.
Missions are not an addendum to church life. God so loved the world, not just the world in our sphere, but the world as He sees it. Any endeavor in church life has to be connected to God's ultimate intention, that everyone should hear the gospel and see the gospel displayed. Thanks for listening this week to another episode of Leadership in Context with Keith Tusey. Join us next week as Keith continues to equip believers to lead in every area and venue of life. As always, subscribe, like, rate, and share our podcast. To contact Keith or ask him a question, email podcast@nrpastors.com. If you would like more information, you can check out our website, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram @nrpastors. See you next week.